I believe President Obama's action is a manifestation of his own wisdom, vision, and sensitivity about the issues of Liberians existing here in the diaspora. I also believe the extension of the DED represents the openness and generosity of the people of America, you know, and I think it's a wonderful thing. We did need the extension while we are hoping for Liberians to return to Liberia to make a contribution, a patriotic contribution. They need to have the time and the required adjustment to be able to move to Liberia to do so. And I do encourage Liberians that are affected by this extension to firstly try to, over the next 18 months, regularize their own status here in the U.S., whatever means that may take. I also, of course, encourage them to learn from this generosity and the sensitivity exercised by President Obama and the people of America, and extend that generosity and sensitivity to their compatriots in Liberia also.
Did your government lobby for this extension? And by doing that, aren't you in reality telling Liberians here or the United States that perhaps things are not yet ripe for your country?
The truth of the matter is the government did not formally actively lobby for this extension. The lobbying and the appeal was made by Liberians affected by the DED and Liberians seeking reform in the immigration laws that apply and affect them. You are right. The government has something of a dilemma. We do want to encourage Liberians to come home because we believe it is safe. But at the same time, we want them to come home in a managed, controlled way, that there will be the appropriate job for them, there will be the appropriate infrastructure that will allow them to make a smooth adjustment to make a contribution to Liberia.